Track 12, Musical Memories. And now it's time for some more music. Composers always love to tell a story, and often they have very vivid imaginations, the results of which they try to express through their music. This time we can hear how one or two composers were inspired by stories they'd heard or by dreams they had had, all of which featured the supernatural in one way or another. Here's Jill.
When I was thinking about my musical slot for this month, I was wondering whether there was anything particularly significant about October. Well, I only had to pay a visit to the local supermarket to find my answer. The aisles are full of pumpkins and the shelves are full of spooky toys and scary fancy dress costumes, all in aid of Halloween. Halloween, or trick-or-treat as it is more commonly called now, is a big thing these days, isn't it? So anyway, I decided that my theme this month would be spooky music, or at least music which conjures up ghosts, ghouls, goblins and things of a devilish nature. And so you'd better be prepared to be afraid. Be very afraid, as the saying goes. Before we get to the music, though, let's learn a little bit about the origins of Halloween, which, needless to say, has not always been about dressing up and knocking on people's doors in expectation of a handful of sweets. Halloween, or All Hallows' Eve, is celebrated on the 31st of October. In the Christian tradition, this marks the beginning of 3 days of remembering the dead, being followed by All Saints' Day on the 1st of November and All Souls' Day on the 2nd of November. In much of Europe and North America, today's observance of Halloween is largely a secular event, marked by parties, spooky costumes and carved pumpkins, but the festival has its roots in both pagan and religious traditions. It may have originated among the Celts of ancient Britain and Ireland, who held a festival of Samhain to celebrate the beginning of the winter period, which, according to calendars of the time, corresponded to the beginning of November. During this festival, the souls of those who died were believed to return to visit their homes. People set bonfires on hilltops to frighten away evil spirits, and they sometimes wore masks and disguises to avoid being recognised by the ghosts thought to be present. This led to the association with witches, hobgoblins, fairies and demons. When the Romans arrived, they added their own festival of Feralia, commemorating the passing of the dead. Throughout the centuries, composers have given full rein to their musical imagination in writing music depicting ghosts, devils, and supernatural happenings. So let's acquaint ourselves with some of those very evocative compositions, shall we? Danse Macabre, a symphonic poem for orchestra, was written in 1874 by the French composer Camille Saint-Saëns and is based on the medieval tradition of the Dance of Death. According to legend, death appears at midnight every year on Halloween and calls forth the dead from their graves to dance with him while he plays his violin. The skeletons dance for him until dawn when the cock crows and they then return to their graves until the next year. The piece begins with 12 repeated notes from the harp, signifying a clock striking midnight. The violin then scratches out a diabolical tune, indicating that the devil is warming up for his fast waltz. And for additional jarring effect, Saint-Saëns also introduced the xylophone, previously considered only as a folk instrument, into the orchestra for the first time. The xylophone is used to represent the clattering of bare bones to indicate that the dead have now joined the dance. The music whirls madly until the cock crows, the devil mournfully finishes tune, and the skeletons retreat back into their graves. When the piece was first performed in January 1875, it was not well received and it apparently caused widespread feelings of anxiety. Today, however, it is considered to be one of Saint-Saëns' masterpieces. I'll leave you to judge for yourselves. Another piece of music which has come to be associated with the trappings of Halloween is Mussorgsky's A Night on the Bear Mountain. In fact, this composition is based on Russian legend and literature describing a witch's Sabbath, not on Halloween, but on St. John's Eve, which is 23rd of June, the day before our Midsummer Day. It features rituals associated with the pagan celebrations at the summer solstice. On this Sabbath, the witches gathered on the mountain to gossip, play tricks, and await their chief, Satan. On his arrival, they formed a circle around him and sang his praises. The music's ferocious energy is eventually calmed by the distant ringing of a church bell, which disperses the spirits of darkness and morning dawns. For many people, their first encounter with A Night on the Bear Mountain will have been through the Walt Disney film Fantasia, with its nightmare-inducing animation. It remains largely associated with that film as with the celebration of Halloween. Giuseppe Tartini was a Venetian violinist and composer who, in the 1740s, composed a piece entitled The Devil's Trill Sonata. Tartini allegedly told the French astronomer Jérôme Lalande that he had dreamt that the devil appeared to him and asked him to be Tartini's servant in return for his soul. Tartini gave the devil his violin to see how he could play, and to Tartini's astonishment, the devil played with great virtuosity and beauty. Tartini was enraptured and enchanted, and on awakening he took up his violin and composed this sonata, attempting to recreate what he had heard in his dream. But to his sorrow, Tartini maintained that he was unable to produce a work which came anywhere near the intensity of the music he had heard played by the devil himself. Unlike the other pieces we have heard, this sonata does not have any specific association with or evocation of death. It is a dramatic work, thrilling to play and to listen to. The first two movements of the sonata are slow and quite beautiful, whereas in the third movement, all hell breaks loose. Have a listen. Finish with the piece which I expect will be the most familiar to you. In 1875, the Norwegian composer Edvard Grieg composed music for the play Peer Gynt by his compatriot Henrik Ibsen. The folk tale of Peer Gynt is one of a young boy who falls in love with a girl but isn't allowed to marry her. He runs away to the mountains, only to be captured by trolls who take him to their king. Ibsen's play, however, satirises Norwegian culture through the exploits of his title character, who abducts a bride on her wedding day but then abandons her in order to travel the world. Grieg's music draws on the folk tunes of his native land, and in this piece, in the Hall of the Mountain King, we encounter a crowd of trolls, courtiers, gnomes and goblins who work themselves up into a frenzy as the music gets faster and faster. And if any of you have been to the Alton Towers theme park, you will have heard this piece played ad infinitum, particularly at the Runaway Mine Train and the Haunted House attractions. So there you have it, spooky music. Please don't have nightmares.
Thank you very much, Jill. I'm sure some of those pieces will still be ringing in my ears when I go to bed tonight.